Can I help you, sir?
I have an appointment with Mr. Hedgeway.
May I see your letter, sir?
What letter?
The letter making the appointment, sir.
Why should I show you that?
It's my order, sir. I can't let anyone through without authority.
Damn red tape. Does that satisfy you?
Thank you, sir. You want the personnel department. Take the lift at the end of the corridor.
Right on my way, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Can I help you?
I have an appointment to see Mr. Hedgeway at 10:15.
We are a bit early.
Just tell him I'm here.
Have you filled in your application form?
I'm not applying for a job. I've been employed by Bennington's Bank for 10 years.
Oh, I'm sorry. What name is it?
Carrington.
I'll let Mr. Hedgeway know you're here, Mr. Carrington. Mr. Hedgeway, let Mr. Carrington see you.
Carrington! Good to see you.
Good morning, Mr. Hedgeway.
Come in, come in. I'll see you. Well, now, let's have a look at you.
Huh?
Oh, you've put on a bit of weight, haven't you?
Nothing much to do but eat.
Oh, you look better for it. Sit down. That's it. Have a cigarette? No, no, not that box. I keep these for our branch managers. Here we are.
And ex-branch managers?
In Bennington's Bank, my dear fellow, the term branch manager is a title of rank, not a description of a job.
Well, let's say I'm a branch manager without a branch to manage.
Well, that's something we'll have to see about. Now, how long is it you've been away? Close on 9 months, isn't it?
As you've got my file on your desk, I'm sure you can pin it down exactly.
As observant as ever, I see. Yes, it's 9 months all but a day. Do you feel fit enough to pick up the reins again?
I wouldn't be here if I didn't.
Right. The thing is, where to fit you in? You can't go back to your old branch, of course.
I wouldn't want to.
Good. We promoted Parsons to manager there, making a fine job of it, too.
Better than I made, you mean?
Oh, touchy today, aren't we, old boy? Still, I suppose your complaint makes you edgy.
I no longer have a complaint. I'm cured.
Of course you are. Just my clumsy way of putting it.
Mr. Hedgeway, do you have a branch for me to go to?
Well, that's my difficulty. At this precise moment in time, there's just nothing suitable for you anywhere.
Well, my information is that Henley is available.
Oh, you know about Henley, do you?
Yes.
Well, I can't deny that it's available, but I must be frank, we can't consider you for it.
Why not?
It's a busy branch, a hectic branch. I just don't feel you're up to that kind of responsibility.
Well, again, I must ask, why not?
Oh, you make it very difficult for me. You've been off sick for 9 months with a pretty serious illness.
A mental breakdown.
As you say, a mental breakdown. You look in pretty good physical shape. How do you feel,
Mentally?
As you say.
I am perfectly well, thank you. But why don't you consult the company doctor's report on the top of my file there?
Can't hide anything from you, can I? Well, he was pretty thorough, wasn't he? Lots of embarrassing clinical detail, but he finishes up by saying he found no traces of mental instability.
Then I want to be considered for Henley.
Yes. Well, we asked the doctor for his recommendations, and he advised us, it would be prudent for the time being to employ Mr. Carrington in a capacity where mental stress can be kept to a minimum.
I consider that an impertinence. He finds nothing wrong with me, yet he wants to damn my future with the company.
Only your immediate future, Carrington. A few months at the most.
Oh, as a branch manager, I believe I have the right to a personal interview with the board if I feel I'm being unfairly treated.
Your privilege, of course, but before you go dashing off half-cock, just listen to what I've got in mind for you.
I'll listen, but I'm not withdrawing my request. Simply delaying it.
Fair enough.
Yes, Mr. Hedgeway?
Would you ask Mr. Dunton to join us, please?
Yes, sir.
Dunton's my second in command. He knows all the background to your new job. Come in. Come in, Dunton. Have you met Mr. Carrington?
I don't think I've had that pleasure.
Mr. Carrington is one of our branch managers.
Carrington? I thought I knew all our managers, but I must confess you've got me beaten now. Which branch would this be, Mr. Carrington?
At the moment, I'm branchless.
Ah, you've come about the Henley vacancy. Jolly good. I shall be glad to see that one filled.
No, not Henley, Dunton. You might care to bring yourself up to date by glancing at Mr. Carrington's file.
Oh? Oh. That Mr. Carrington. Happened before my time, of course. Well, how are you feeling now?
Perfectly well, thank you.
Nasty business, mental trouble. I had an aunt. She's dead now, mad as a hatter. Used to think the neighbours were attacking her with thought rays. Had to have her put away. nasty business.
What form of treatment were you on, Carrington?
Drugs and electric shock therapy. Oh,
shock treatment, eh? Very nasty.
It must have left its mark.
It didn't, and it hasn't.
No, of course not. By the way, as far as Henley goes, Dunton, I've recommended Jackson.
Ah, the assistant manager. Very capable.
Oh. Do I understand that you've recommended an assistant manager in preference to a branch manager? This is contrary to long-standing practice.
Oh, I've got big things lined up for you, old boy.
When?
When I'm sure there will be no repetition of that last unfortunate business.
Oh, I've learnt from my mistakes.
And so have I. I'll never plunge another chap into the deep end so soon. You were too conscientious, Carrington. You wouldn't delegate responsibility.
Well, the staff were inefficient, lazy, and irresponsible.
So you finished up by not trusting any of them and trying to do all their work yourself. And you cracked up.
Well, I was over-anxious. It won't happen again.
That's what I'm counting on. I'll let you into a little secret. We're opening up in Manchester.
Manchester?
Prestige branch, drive-in facilities, 24-hour check-cashing machines, computerized accounting. A plum job for some lucky fellow. I've got you in mind for it, Carrington.
In that case, I waive my rights to the Henley vacancy. When do I start?
Oh, that's a fast. It won't be ready for at least 6 months. And I want to use that time to give you a chance to ease yourself back into harness again. Have you ever heard of West Ladyton?
West Ladyton? It's down Taunton way, isn't it?
You've got it. A beautiful spot. As it so happens, we've got a vacancy in our West Ladyton branch. Tell them about it, Dunton.
I only know of the one vacancy there, Mr. Hedgeway.
That's the one I mean.
Someone of Mr. Carrington's status?
It's only a temporary measure. I'm sure Mr. Carrington would prove ideal.
I'm sure you're right.
I know I'm right.
Well, Mr. Carrington, this is a small but well-established branch in a little market town.
Oh, tell him about his special claim to fame.
Ah, yes, indeed. In West Ladyton, we have something quite unique in banking circles. Every single member of the staff has been with us for over 15 years, and every single day of that service has been spent in the same branch.
Quite a family setup.
None of them have been considered for promotion.
Ah, well, you can't promote a man against his will. Several of them have been offered higher posts elsewhere, but they prefer to stay put.
No amount of financial inducement would tempt them.
If no one ever leaves, how is it there's a vacancy?
A death. The grim reaper succeeded where head office blandishments failed. Poor old Brewer. He balanced his ledger, put down his pen, and went just like that. He'd have got his gold watch next year.
Was Brewer the manager?
No, the assistant manager.
And you were asking me to take over as assistant manager?
Mr. Hedgeway?
No, you explained, Dunton. You know the background.
Yes. Well, we have already promoted the chief clerk to assistant manager. The vacancy is for the chief clerk's job.
Are you seriously suggesting that I should accept a chief clerk's job?
Now, don't be hasty. Think about it.
May I formally request my meeting with the board? Any day this week would do.
You'd be doing a chief clerk's job, but you'd retain your full branch manager's salary and status.
As I would if you'd given me a job as a road sweeper, I suppose.
Now, listen, Carrington. The man I appoint to the new Manchester branch will have to have proved himself both physically and mentally fit.
Yes, but
you don't offer a prestige managership to a man straight out of hospital, do you? I'm giving you a chance to have a 6 months rest cure down in the country. No worries, no cares, limited responsibilities.
Well,
it may be a mild blow to your dignity, but surely the possible prize at the end is worth it.
Do you guarantee me the Manchester job at the end of it?
You know I can't do that. I recommend the board decides. But if I could reinforce my recommendation with the information that you'd done a good job at West Ladyton, well, I'd rate your chances very highly.
I see. Very well, I accept.
Good man. You'll find West Ladyton a bit more easygoing than your last branch, Carrington, and I'm sure you'll soon get into the swing of their ways.
There's only one way to run a branch, and that's efficiently.
Right. Now then, when could you start?
I've nothing to keep me here. And what about tomorrow?
Splendid. Just what I wanted. Would you look after him then, Dunton, make all the arrangements?
Certainly, Mr. Hedgeway.
Then let me wish you the best of luck, Carrington. Just think of this as a rest cure until the big job comes along.
Thank you. Goodbye, Mr. Hedgeway.
My office is just next door. We've booked you on tomorrow's 2:30 train from Paddington. Here's your travel warrant. You'll see we've reserved a seat for you.
First class?
Of course.
With the seat facing the engine?
I really don't know. Ah, yes, it is.
I can only travel facing the engine.
Well, thank goodness we got that right. Now, accommodation. I've booked you in at the Ladyton Arms.
Oh, a three-star hotel, I presume.
What? Only one, I'm afraid, but I'm sure you'll be very comfortable.
It's no good to me. Branch managers are entitled to three-star accommodation.
It is rather difficult. It's the only hotel in the town. The nearest three-star hotel would be Taunton, over 20 miles away. But if you insist, I could easily book you in there.
Oh. Well, I'll give the Ladyton Arms a try. But if it's not satisfactory, I shall want to transfer to Taunton. I take it that can be arranged.
Of course. Now, is there anything else I can tell you?
Fill me in on the branch. What kind of business does it do in this one hotel town?
Mainly run-of-the-mill stuff. Local farmers, retired stockbrokers, a few medium-sized business accounts.
Sounds a dead loss.
Not exactly. They do have one plum account. Westwood & Sons, the printers.
Westwood's, eh? That does make a difference. Don't they print our banknotes?
They did at one time, but I think they've switched to paperbacks now. More lucrative, I'm told. Anyway, it's one of the biggest accounts we've got in the country. Anything else you'd like to know?
No. You've been quite helpful.
Good. It's what I'm here for. Oh, the bank have laid on transport for you at the station.
Horse and cart, I presume?
I think you'll find they can run to a car. Well, if that's all, I'll show you the way out.
I have been here before, you know. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mr. Carrington.
Has he gone?
Just this minute left.
What did you think of him?
Not very lovable, is he?
Never judge by first impressions. You'll dislike him the more you know him. He's efficient, though, an ideal Bennington's man. God help West Laderton. They've been a happy branch up to now. I wonder who'll convert who.
You, Mr. Carrington?
Yes?
I've been sent to take you to your hotel, sir.
Good. Take my case, please.
Yes, sir. Mr. Hudson, he's the manager. He told me to say he's sorry he couldn't come himself, but it's his busy day.
Mm-hmm.
Straight to Ladyton Arms, will it be, sir?
Yes.
I'll call for you tomorrow to take you to the bank, sir.
Why? Is it far from the hotel?
Oh, no, sir. 3-4 minutes at the most.
I'm quite capable of a 3-minute walk.
Oh. Well, we understood you hadn't been very well, sir.
Who told you that?
Oh, I hope I haven't spoken out of turn, sir.
Who told you I'd been ill?
Well, Mr. Hudson said we had to show you every consideration, sir. That's why I thought you'd like a lift tomorrow.
Well, I'm sure Mr. Hudson's intentions are admirable, but I object to details of my private life being given to low-grade staff.
Perhaps I shouldn't have mentioned it.
I'll speak to Mr. Hudson tomorrow.
Yes, sir. I'm sure he's looking forward to meeting you.
Now, Mr. Carrington, we can see what we're doing now.
Is this your best room?
It's the only one available, sir. I'll be downstairs if you want me. Dinner's at 7.
Pigs, trotters and peas pudding, I shouldn't wonder.
Beg pardon?
Nothing.
Oh, they don't give you much time to settle in, do they? I'll leave you to your phone call.
Yes?
Mr. Carrington?
Yes?
If I was you, Mr. Carrington, I'd take the first train back to London. You're not wanted here.
Who is this speaking? Hello? Hello? What the devil was that about?
Mr. Carrington, come in, will you? Sorry to have kept you waiting. I'm Hudson, the branch manager.
I look forward to meeting you.
Sit down, old boy. Yes. Pleasant journey down?
Foul. Damn train was 5 minutes late.
Only 5 minutes? You were lucky.
I believe in punctuality.
Well, so do I, when I can find the time. Understand you were here pretty early this morning.
At 9 o'clock, the official starting time. I was on my own until 10 past.
Yes, most of them are in by then. I don't get in until 10 o'clock myself.
The manager's privilege. But I believe in starting the way I intend to carry on.
That'll shake the others up a bit. Oh, by the way, Fred reckons he upset you yesterday.
Fred?
Fred Barker, our odd job man. He drove you to your hotel.
Oh.
Very put out he was.
Well, I should have let him see it, but I was annoyed the details of my private affairs had been circulated so low down the line.
Oh, dear, that's my fault, I'm afraid. Tact is not one of my strong points. I had orders from head office not to work you too hard. Thought it best to tell the staff you'd been ill so they wouldn't suspect...
Suspect what?
Well, the precise nature of your illness.
Oh, then I must be thankful you spared them some of the gory details.
Yes. Settled in all right at the Arms?
It's not what I've been used to.
I bet it's not. Their food takes some beating.
If all you want is quantity, I agree with you. I'm not certain if I'll be staying.
Not leaving us so soon. I thought we were having you with us for 6 months.
I'm talking about the hotel. Branch managers are entitled to 3-star accommodation.
Oh, well. I wouldn't mind roughing it at the Laterton Arms. None of your 3 stars could match it for grub.
Be that as it may, if you don't insist on your rights, they think of you as a 1-star man.
As long as they pay you the money, why worry?
But in the circumstances, it's important that no one forgets I am a branch manager.
Of course not. And I'm sure you support the theory that there can only be one branch manager in charge of a branch.
Head office made my position and yours quite clear.
That's a relief anyway. I was worried about, you know, possible clashes of responsibilities. Can't have 2 helmsmen at the rudder. We're not used to new people here, you know. Had the same staff for years. We all know each other and how to work with each other. The old well-oiled machine. An outside influence could easily upset the balance.
It's not my intention to upset anything.
No, of course not. No. A bad choice of words. You don't mind being chief clerk, then?
I had little choice. However, I retain my full manager's salary and status. I merely restrict myself to a chief clerk's duties.
Quite. By the way, did you know I've got to do a progress report on you each week?
No, I didn't.
Oh, damn liberty, isn't it? Still, I like everything to be open and above board. You can see it before I send it off.
Well, I hardly think that's ethical. I'm sure I can rely on your judgment.
No, boy, I insist. You can write it yourself if you like. I'm no good at reports.
I really couldn't agree to that.
Perhaps not. Well, what do you want to know about us? We may be a small branch, but we've got the 5th largest account in the company.
Yes, head office told me you had the Westwood account.
So head office have heard of us. Heaven be praised. All you hear them talk about are the big prestige branches, which cost a bomb and make a loss. They forget the little ones who pay their fat salaries for them.
Oh, you underestimate our head office. Little escapes their attention.
Really?
One thing they mentioned, which I couldn't understand... They said that some of your staff had refused promotion.
Many of them have had offers, but they've all preferred to stay here with me. Quite flattering, I think.
I find it incomprehensible that people should not wish to better themselves.
Oh, perhaps we're not so promotion-conscious in this part of the country. It gets you that way, you know. You might feel the same after a few weeks.
Oh, good Lord, what a horrible thought. I don't want to be stuck in a place like this for the rest of my life.
We don't seem to have created a very favorable impression, do we? I tell you what, perhaps you'd like to have dinner with me this evening and have a look round the town.
Oh, well...
I want my housekeeper to expect you.
Oh, very well.
Yes,
thank you.
Yes. Now, let's meet your colleagues. We'll start with Ron Clure, my new assistant manager.
My superior, as it were?
No one superior in this branch or one big happy family until... Now, come on.
All right, Mr. Joseph, leave that to me. I'm sorry to hear about you, missus. Hope her cold gets better soon. Goodbye.
Jobson's wife got another cold?
If she will wear mini skirts at her age, she must expect trouble of one kind or another. Oh.
Ron, I want you to meet Mr. Carrington. He... Is anything the matter?
I thought I recognized Mr. Carrington, but I was mistaken.
You must be. It's his first time down here. Carrington, this is Ron Clure.
Pleased to meet you, Mr. Carrington.
We have met before, haven't we?
I don't think so.
I never forget a face. Got it. We met at Lakeview. You're Mr. Hutchinson.
Sorry to disappoint you.
It was when I was in the hospital. You bought the cottage in the village, didn't you?
You must be confusing me with someone else.
No.
I can only repeat, you're mistaken.
Brace yourself.
Well, to go back to the beginning, Mr. Carrington, this is Ron Clure.
You can call me Ron.
Pleased to meet you, Mr. Clure.
Well, I can see you two will get on famously. I'll leave Ron and Mr. Clure to show you round, Carrington. Yes. But don't forget you're dining with me tonight.
Well, I look forward to it.
Good. Good. Well, shall we start with a tour of inspection? Give you a chance to meet the rest of the staff.
I think that should come first.
Right, this way. This is the general office. In that corner over there are the mechanized accounting sections, deposit account records and commercial accounts. And over here we have one of the most important members of our organization, Mary. Mary's been on our switchboard for, how long is it, Mary?
Coming up for 16 years.
She started very young, of course.
Oh, I'm pleased to meet you, Mr. Carrington. I hope you'll be very happy here.
Thank you. I'm afraid I didn't get your surname.
I'm Mary Bright, but everyone calls me Mary.
I'm pleased to meet you, Miss Bright.
Oh, excuse me. Good morning.
Now, come and meet our credit control section, Bert Young. Bert, this is Mr. Carrington, who is joining us for a few months.
Welcome to Ladyton, Mr. Carrington.
Is smoking allowed in the general office, Clure?
Why, yes.
I'm sorry, would you like one?
No, no, thank you. It seems you have different rules here to those laid down by head office.
Bert's our longest-serving member. 27 years, isn't it, Bert?
28 this year. Don't let old Ron work you too hard, Mr. Carrington. He's been getting work-shy since his promotion.
Well, I can see you have a lot of work to do, Mr. Young. So I'll leave you to get on with it.
Oh, yes, right. See you around.
Oh, let's go through and have a look at the front. Just through here.
Hey, Mary. Mary, you've been introduced, yeah?
What, to Mr. Carrington, yes.
Condescending swine. You could have told me to stop talking. Get on with me work.
Oh, I did say something sensible then.
Oh, crashed again. Look out, they're coming back.
Well, that's about it. Well, what do you think? Not a bad bunch, eh?
Might I make an observation?
Go ahead.
An assistant manager should never let his staff become too familiar. Most of them seem to call you Ron. They won't take such a liberty with me. You should insist on Mr. Clure or Sir.
That might be all right for your big city branches, but not for us.
You can't take a parochial viewpoint. To command respect, you must be treated with respect.
Carrington, I've known all our people for years. I get all the respect and loyalty I want without pulling rank.
You must please yourself, of course.
Oh, excuse me, Mr. Carrington.
Yes, Miss Bright?
Well, as you're one of us now, I wondered if you'd like to join our pool syndicate.
Pool syndicate?
We do a block firm each week, half a crown a share. We won over £400 last season.
Did you?
Amongst all of us, of course. But it worked out at over £30 a share.
Yes. Well, I think head office likes to encourage staff participation. Would you like my half crown now?
Oh, no, next week will do. You can start then.
You're always after it, Mary. Make sure you bring the winnings to me first.
Oh, wouldn't be awful.
Hadn't we better go back to our office, Clure?
Yeah, if you like.
At the risk of sounding pontifical, might I suggest that the sort of remark you have just made to a female member of the staff is entirely out of keeping for a man in your position?
Mr. Carrington, when I want my chief clerk's advice, I'll ask for it.
Well, we've established our relationship. What work do you have for me to do?
Oh, we don't seem to be hitting it off too well, do we?
Why did you tell me you'd never been to Lakeview?
Oh, are we still on about that? I've never been to the damn place.
Mr. Hutchinson of Lakeview. I used to see you in the pub outside the mental hospital every weekend.
There's no point in my denying it if you don't believe me.
A bank manager never forgets a face. And I've been a bank manager.
You've also been in a mental hospital.
And you've been to Lakeview. As I said before, Mr. Hutchinson or Mr. Clure, I await your orders.
You really are the most impossible man. Well, until I can find something more in keeping with your exalted status, I'd like these postbooks checked. You don't mind, I hope.
If you think that's the sort of work I should be doing, then I'll accept it. I was expecting to be shown the customer's files to fill myself in on the background.
Well, I've had orders not to work you too hard, and the postbook hasn't been checked since poor old Charlie Brewer died. You know how they work, I suppose.
Oh, yes, thank you. Should I find it too much for me, however, I'll solicit your expert advice.
Time to down tools, Carrington. It's 5:30.
I'm aware of the time, thank you.
Right. I'll see you tomorrow. Good night.
Good night.
We the last to leave. Sorry to keep you waiting, Carrington. How did your first day go? You ready?
I'll just get my hat. You'll be pleased to learn that your postbook balances to the last penny.
Postbook? After you. Don't tell me old Ron put you on the post box.
I don't wish to gain the reputation of a constant complainer.
Not at all, old boy, not at all. Right and proper, you should mention it. I told him to keep you from strenuous work, but I did credit him with a bit of common sense. I'll have a quiet chat with him tomorrow.
Night, Mr. Hudson. Night, Mr. Carrington.
Good night, Fred.
Sir.
Night. By the way, there was one other thing I wanted to talk to you about.
Oh, yes.
I received a most mysterious phone call last night.
Morning, Bennington Bank. Oh, yes. Putting you through now, sir.
Morning, Mary. See Mr. Carrington today?
I don't think he's in yet. Perhaps he's got fed up with us and gone back to London.
What? After only a week?
Oh, no such luck.
there you are, Ron. Come in for a minute, would you?
Carrington hasn't turned out.
I know. I sent him to Taunton. Wanted to get him a weekly report in their head office bag. Forgot to post it last night.
Oh, shit, told me. I was getting worried.
You leave the worrying to me. What are you going to give him to do today?
Oh, it's a damn nuisance. I thought the postbook was good for 2 days at least, and he finished it in the morning. He's going through everything I gave him like a dose of salts. I can't let him see the customer's files.
You could restrict him to certain files.
Well, how can I? If you give him access to the farming system, you give him access to the lot. Oh, why did they have to send him down just when we got things running so smooth?
Everything will be all right if we keep our heads. It shouldn't be too difficult to keep him occupied. I know. The staff assessments.
Only managers are allowed to do them.
He is a manager, isn't he? Yes, that's the answer. Get him started on them. Should keep him busy for a few days.
I'll go and get them.
There's something else.
Hmm?
Carrington had an anonymous phone call the night he arrived, telling him to take the first train back to London.
Fred Barker?
Who else would be so daft? Go and sort him out, would you? It's things like that which could spoil everything.
Carrington doesn't suspect it was Fred.
No, couldn't recognize the voice. Sounds as if he's back. Nip out now and have a word with Fred.
Right.
Come in. Ah, Carrington, back already. I thought you'd stay and have a look round Taunton while you were there.
Don't you have time for that outside office hours? Good morning, Clara.
Good morning. I'll see to that other matter, Mr. Hudson.
Yes, go ahead, Ron. Sit down, Carrington. Well, we've got something more solid for you to get your teeth into today.
Customers' records, I hope.
No, not this time. I want you to do our staff assessments.
I'm in no position to assess your staff. I've only known them a week.
Oh, nothing to it, old boy. Just turn up what I said about them last time and repeat it. Alter the wording a bit, of course.
But your recommendation for promotion?
It doesn't apply. None of them want it. Just repeat the mixture as before. How are things in Taunton?
It seemed a well-run branch. I didn't stay long. I handed in your report and came straight back.
You didn't forget to collect our mail from the post office?
I gave it to Miss Bright on my way in.
Good. It's nice to have a bit of the old Pony Express stuff. We wait for the post office. We don't get it till 2 o'clock.
There was also a letter for me.
Eh?
Enclosing this photograph, which I think will interest you. I asked my brother to post it on to me.
Uh-huh. Photograph of you in a pub. This would be when you were in the nursing home, wouldn't it? Yeah, you look a bit pale and drawn in it, don't you?
Look at the man sitting next to me.
Good Lord. Ron Clure.
He called himself Hutchinson then. He used to come down each weekend to his cottage in the village.
Oh, so this is Hutchinson. No wonder you mistook Ron Clure for him. The resemblance is remarkable, isn't it? Mind you, you can see the difference if you look closely.
That is Clure. Look, you can see his gold tooth.
Trick of the light, old boy. A bit of shadow.
I was there, don't forget. And he did have a gold tooth.
Oh. Well, I don't know what to think.
You can certainly can't mistake that scar on his forehead.
No, that does rather clinch it, doesn't it? Don't. Damn it all, Carrington. This was a happy, uncomplicated branch before you came along. What did you want to break this up for?
Now, look here.
Sorry, old chap. Not your fault. It It's a problem, isn't it? What do you think I should do about it?
You're his manager.
Yes, but what would you do?
Well, I would feel it was my duty to head office to investigate any unexplained circumstances surrounding a member of my staff.
I've known Old Run for years. I'd stick my last penny. There's nothing sinister about this.
And he has nothing to fear in telling you about it.
Yeah, you're right. Must be faced. After all, this is what they pay us managers for. Come in.
I've left the staff assessments ready for Mr. Carrington on his desk.
Oh, good.
I expect you'd like me to leave you and Mr. Clure together.
Yes. Thank you, Carrington. Sit down, Ron, would you? I'm afraid I must have a rather serious talk with you.
Very well, Ron. We'll leave it like that.
Yes, Mr. Hudson.
Mr. Carrington?
Yeah?
Come in for a moment, would you? Close the door. That wasn't very pleasant. I feel more upset than he does. Anyway, I'm satisfied with his explanation, and I hope you will be.
It's your branch. I don't have to be satisfied.
Anyway, as you raised the matter, you're entitled to know what he said.
Ah.
Just sit down. Mm-hmm. First of all, he now admits that he is your Mr. Hutchinson.
A minor victory in itself, I suppose.
Did you know he was separated from his wife?
Well, I presume that, like most of your staff, he wasn't married.
No, she's a coward woman. Made his life hell. The old story. He wants a divorce. She won't give him one. Now he's found out she's living with a milkman in Taunton.
Surely he has grounds for divorcing her, then.
Oh, yes. His solicitors have a petition in hand. The snag is, he's been nibbling himself. He's knocking about with a woman down in Lakeview.
Ah, the pieces fit together at Lakeview. This would account for the assumed name.
If his wife found out before the divorce takes place...
I never saw a woman with him.
Oh, he's been very discreet. Anyway, as I see it, it's entirely his own affair. Nothing to do with the bank. I don't intend to take any further action.
Oh, it's a borderline case, but I'm inclined to agree with your decision. With reservations.
Well,
it was a pity he wasn't more forthcoming in the first place.
We all have skeletons in the cupboard we wish to keep hidden.
I'm sure I haven't.
Well, perhaps not you, Carrington. I was referring to us litter mortals. Anyway, to change the subject, how are the assessments coming along?
I should have them finished tonight.
Tonight? I was expecting you to be on them for the rest of the week.
No job takes long if you keep at it. Perhaps I could see the customers' files tomorrow.
Oh, I think there'd be one or two other jobs we'd like you to tackle first.
As you wish. A strange fact came to light when I was checking through those assessments.
Strange fact?
Mm-hmm. Do you realize you have a bank full of bachelors, spinsters, widowers, widows, and now one potential divorcee? There's no one with a husband or wife to go home to.
Oh, you spotted that, didn't you? We're all wedded to our work, you see. The bank is the only love of our life. Come in.
It's only me.
Ah, Mary, how can I help you?
I want Mr. Carrington, actually. You do want to start this week, don't you, Mr. Carrington?
What's this Carrington? A liaison with my switchboard operator.
You don't mind, Hudson?
Oh, no, the football pool. You don't have to pay me now, but I wanted to make sure you was in this week before I did the perm.
However it suits you.
Oh, good. I'll get back, then. Betty's relieving me on the board, and she's not very good at it.
Charming girl, isn't she?
Very efficient.
Good Lord, is that the time? I've got to be in Taunton. Damn branch manager's meeting. Can you hold the fort?
I'm not your second in command, you know.
I'll see Ron on the way out, then. Excuse me. Ron?
Yes?
I'm off to Taunton. See you tomorrow.
How'd it go?
He swallowed it, hook, line, and sinker. But for goodness sake, don't have any more photographs taken. Right. I'm off.
Goodbye. Oh, Mary.
Yes, Ron?
Mr. Hudson's just left. I'll take any calls for him.
I just put one through to his office.
Oh, Carrington must have taken it. Who was it?
Security officer for Westwood.
Oh, Lord. Can you cut him off?
Oh, he's just finished. Oh,
I'd better get in there. Oh, I say, are you all right, Carrington?
I've just had the most peculiar phone call from Mr. French.
Oh, the security officer for Westwood's?
Yes. Well, he obviously thought he was speaking to Hudson, and before I could explain who I was, he asked if we were all set up for the big job tomorrow. Something about £1 million worth of used notes we're storing for Westwood.
Did he say anything else?
Oh, no. When he realized I wasn't Hudson, he brought the conversation to an abrupt close and asked me to forget all that he'd said.
He must have been having you on.
It means nothing to you.
Oh, how could it?
Well, I suppose he must have been having me on. Would you have the space available to take that kind of money?
Oh, we could always make the space. But how could a firm like Westwood's be involved with so much money? It doesn't make sense.
Doesn't it?
Well, what do you mean?
I'm just thinking aloud. Could I have a look at the Westwood file?
You'll have to ask Mr. Hudson about that.
Oh, why?
It's a restricted file, only available to branch managers.
I am a branch manager.
But not of this branch.
I see. Why do you think that chap French should have wanted to pull my leg?
No idea. Oh, don't worry. Hudson will sort him out tomorrow. Well, how are you managing with the assessments?
You'll be disappointed to learn they'll be finished tonight. Would you like to see what I've done?
No need. I'm sure you're doing a splendid job.
Don't patronize me, Clara. You know more about your staff than I do.
I can't do anything right today, can I?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not quite myself today. I've got this splitting headache.
Then why didn't you say so? Pull on your coat and go home to bed.
Oh, I must finish those work assessments.
Now, for the first time, I'm pulling rank. Now, go home. That's an order.
Very well. Perhaps it would be best.
Get Fred to run you home in the car.
Well, it's very kind of you, but I can manage.
Now, do as you're told. Tell Fred I said it was all right. He's jealous of who uses the car.
Well, thank you. Well, I'll see you tomorrow.
Right. Look after yourself.
Oh, Mr. Young, where's Miss Bright?
Just popped out for a minute. Did you want her?
Would you tell her I'm going home in case any calls come for me?
You don't look too good, Mr. Carrington.
I've rather a bad headache.
You want to go to bed early. Take a couple of aspirins and a glass of whiskey. It never fails for me.
Well, thank you. I shall try it. Do you know where I can find Fred? He's going to drive me to the hotel.
Oh, he's down in the vault. Shall I fetch him?
Oh, no bother. I'll find him.
Well, good night. I hope you're soon better.
Thank you, Bert. Good night.
Bertie, my, things are looking up.
Fred? Fred?
Who's that?
It's me, Carrington. Where are you?
Ah. Good Lord.
What on earth are you doing?
Oh, just having a bit of a tidy up, like.
A tidy up? You've dragged everything into the main vault. How do you expect anyone to find anything in there?
Well, I haven't finished yet, sir.
Have I completely emptied this room? We're not expecting a large delivery from Westwoods, are we?
Oh, I just do my job, sir. I don't ask questions.
I see.
You want me, sir?
Oh, it doesn't matter now. How would I get to Westwoods from here?
What do you want to go there for?
That's none of your business. Please answer my question.
Well, you go straight through the town centre, past traffic lights, and take the Tarnton Road. It's about half a mile up on your left.
Thank you.
It's one of Mr. Hudson's personal accounts, sir. He don't like anyone else calling there. Good night, sir. Oh, blimey. Mary, it's Fred here. Get me Mr. Clure. Urgent.
Good morning. Oh, that would be our Mr. Young. I'll put you through. Oh, good morning, Mr. Carrington.
Good morning.
Is your headache better today?
Oh, yes, it's much better, thank you.
Oh, I'm very glad to hear that.
Morning, Carrington. How's your head?
Mr. Hudson in.
Yes, go straight through.
Come in.
Can I see you, Hudson?
I'm always available. Yes. We have a chair.
I must come straight to the point.
If you've got anything on your mind, let's have it.
I went to Westwood last night.
Yes, I know. I've just had French on the phone doing his nut. Really, old boy, it was very naughty of you.
Well, since you know what happened, don't you think I'm entitled to some explanation?
I was waiting for you to give me one.
One?
Don't you know how important Westwood's is? Not only to this branch, but to the company. We hang on to it because of my own personal contact with them. What do I find when I come in this morning? I find you barged in there unannounced, asked a lot of damn fool questions, and generally put everyone's back up.
Well, in the circumstances, I think I behave with admirable tact.
Tact? They were on the phone at the crack of dawn to complain about you. I think you owe me an explanation.
Well, you can have it as soon as you've told me about this job we're handling for Westwoods today. A job involving 24 crates of used banknotes with a face value in excess of £1 million.
Carrington, you placed me in a most embarrassing position. By devious means, you got hold of some classified information about a most important customer, information they did not wish to be revealed outside a small select circle, which did not include you.
Well, as I found out so much, it might be better if I were permitted to learn a little more.
Sorry, old boy, not my secret. All I can say is that we're receiving a considerable sum of money from Westwoods in used notes today, and we're storing it for them in our vaults for a short period. Beyond that, I'm not prepared to go.
Do head office know of this arrangement?
A job of this size, of course they know.
Then I must call you a liar.
Careful, Carrington. The tolerance I'm prepared to allow your illness is not inexhaustible.
Neither is my credibility. Before I went to Westwoods last night, I phoned head office and I spoke to Mr. Hedgeway.
Eh?
He knew nothing about it.
You phoned from here?
Yes.
Mary?
Yes, Mr. Edson.
Did Mr. Carrington phone head office yesterday?
Yes, Mr. Edson.
Then why the devil didn't you tell me?
I'm sorry, Mr. Edson.
It doesn't matter, Mary. Thank you. Tell me more about this phone call.
How dare you check up on me?
It's rather important that I'm sure of my facts. What did Hedgeway say?
He thought the same as Mr. Clare, that French had been pulling my leg.
He didn't take you seriously.
No, he didn't.
So you went round to Westwoods and found out it wasn't a hoax. Did you phone Hedgeway again?
No, I thought it only fair to see you first.
Good. You were quite right, very sensible. Now, old chap, the best thing you can do is to leave it all to me. This is just the sort of worry we're supposed to keep you away from.
Now, Hudson, there's something going on in this branch that isn't quite right, and I want to know what it is.
My dear chap, you're dramatizing. It's just ordinary banking business of a top security nature.
Very well. I have given you your opportunity. I now have no alternative but to acquaint head office with the facts that I know.
All right, Carrington, perhaps I haven't been entirely fair with you.
Are
there my cards on the table? First of all, I'd better fill you in on the background. As you probably know, Westwoods were one of the largest printers of banknotes in this country. But every 2 years, the Bank of England puts their business out to tender. There's very keen competition, of course, to get the contract. For years, Westwoods led the field. No firm could touch them. Until 2 years ago, when one of their rivals installed a new German machine, which did the work in hours, where it had previously taken days. Westwoods lost the contract. Oh, they wanted it back. And in order to get it back, completely overhauled their plant and put in similar machines. It's paid off. And starting next week, they're once again going to print the nation's currency.
I don't see how any of this is relevant.
Oh, patience, old chap. Patience, let me finish. When you print new notes, you must also have the necessary facilities for the destruction of the used notes, which are withdrawn from circulation. It's a condition of the contract that you have this intricate machinery, which not only pulps and shreds the notes, but records the value of every bill passed through it. Westwoods didn't have such a machine. They'd scrapped their old one when they lost the contract. And the new one was delayed in delivery.
Then how could they get a new contract?
By telling a white lie. They were sure the new machine would arrive in time, but it didn't.
Well, I still don't see how we fit into all this.
Quite simply. Today, the Bank of England is sending Westwoods this large consignment of notes for pulping. Westwoods can't do it.
Then they must inform the Bank of England.
And lose a printing contract worth hundreds of thousands of pounds.
I can see no other alternative.
There is one. They get someone to store the notes for them until the machinery arrives. And we have the space available. Last week, the chairman of Westwood's board called on me and asked if I could store the notes in our vaults for a few days. I agreed.
You cleared it with head office, I suppose.
This is where we get a little complicated. They particularly asked that our head office was not informed.
Why?
Because the chairman of our bank is also on the board of the Bank of England.
Can I presume that you have not told the police either?
My dear fellow, if I haven't told head office...
Oh, really, Hudson, I find this too incredible for words. What happens if anything goes wrong?
Nothing will go wrong.
There's always a risk.
A risk? So small, I'm prepared to ignore it.
Nope. I really cannot associate myself with
it. You don't have to, old boy. This is my branch, my headache. Now, why don't you take things easy and leave the worrying to me?
Nope, out of the question. It is quite impossible situation, and I'm putting an end to this irresponsibility right now. I'm going to phone head office and put them in full possession of the facts.
Sorry, old boy, can't allow it.
Miss Bright, would you get me a head office, please?
Hudson here, Mary. Don't accept any calls from Mr. Carrington until I give the authority, understood?
Yes, Mr. Hudson.
Good.
This time, Hudson, you've really gone too far.
Sorry, old boy. I know it's not strictly according to the rule book, but I give my word to Westwoods, and I'm a man of my word.
Oh, very well, then. If I can't phone from here, I'll do it elsewhere.
Ron?
Yes?
I'm afraid Mr. Carrington is proving difficult.
I said he would, didn't I?
Let me pass through.
What am I going to do with him?
We'll have to keep him here until it's all over.
You don't let me pass.
Easy, Ron.
Let go of me.
I must apologize for this, Carrington. Just do what Ron says and he won't hurt you.
Let go of my arm.
You haven't broken it, have you, Ron?
Just wrenched it a little.
What's the matter with you? Have you all gone mad? What do you hope to gain by all this?
A considerable sum of
Shut
money.
Shut up, Ron. You're not planning to steal those notes.
Don't tell me you hadn't guessed.
You and your big mouth, Ron.
But he suspected all along. Didn't you,
Carrington? Hold my wrist!
Look, Carrington, if I ask Ron to release you, will you promise to sit quietly in that chair?
All right.
Okay, Ron, let him go. Now, let's all try and be friendly again, shall we? You've blundered into the opportunity of a lifetime, Carrington. In about an hour, we will have over £1 million in used notes nestling snugly in our vaults. Untraceable money. At close of business today, Ron and I will fill our suitcases with that money and walk out of here never to return.
I give the police 24 hours to find...
Not a hope, old boy. We've planned and prepared for such an opportunity for a long time. Ron and I have kept 2 identities going for years. During the week, we are honest, trusted bank employees, but at weekends, we live our other lives. We've bought houses, given ourselves new names, fresh backgrounds. This is why Ron was Mr. Hutchinson at Lakeview. It was his misfortune to bump into you, but we've even allowed for such an eventuality, a spare identity. You see how thorough we've been? Tonight, we will slip straight into our new lives, and no one will ever be able to trace us. We will become rich and respected members of our new communities.
You're giving away a lot, aren't you?
England's a big place to hide in. We're quite safe. Now we come to you. What are you going to do?
I have a choice.
There will be more money than we can hope to carry away. We can afford to be generous. So why not come in with us, old boy?
Huh?
You can stay with me until we can fix you up at a house somewhere on your own.
You can't trust
me. I think I can. Well...
I want no part of this, Hudson.
Oh, dear. Well, no one can say we didn't try to be generous.
Salute!
Hold him, Ron!
Get him, you fool!
Why, Mr. Carrington?
Mary, get the police, quick!
What's up, Mr. Carrington? You look terrible.
No time to explain. Come on, Mary, the police.
Carrington!
Keep away from me! Listen, everybody! Your manager has just admitted to me that he and Clure intend to walk out of here tonight with part of the consignment of used notes coming in from Westwoods today.
By that door, Bert.
All right, Clure. Let's see if you're as brave before witnesses as you were in Hudson's office. Dial 999, Mary.
Don't touch the phone, Mary.
Mary, this is urgent.
It's all right, everyone. I'm afraid Mr. Carrington is still suffering the effects of his recent illness.
I see. Well, if no one's prepared to believe me, I'll go to the police myself.
Grab him, Bert!
Right. Don't you understand, Bert?
Here, tie him up with us.
Hold still, Mr. Carrington. I don't want to hurt you.
You fools! Won't someone believe me? They're going to steal that money. Please, Mary...
There's one little point I kept from you, Carrington.
What?
We've always been a united branch, old boy, a very united branch. We're all in on this.
Oh, no.
I'm afraid so, every one of us.
Oh.
Don't you see what an ideal setup this is for the perfect crime? A complete branch working in harmonious unity. It's all been planned for a very long time. All we've been waiting for is the opportunity, and Westwoods have given it to us. Perhaps you can now understand our reluctance to be promoted to other branches. The rewards just weren't there.
We've been looking forward to it for so long. And now you have to come along and spoil it.
It's all right, Mary. It isn't spoiled. Just a little inconvenience, that's all.
What are we going to do with him?
Put him in the vaults. It's quite soundproof down there.
It's airtight as well.
That's not our lookout, is it? We didn't ask him to poke his nose in.
No, no, Bert. Don't let the lust for gold change your kindly nature. I shall telephone the police tomorrow. They'll get him out in time. Oh, and don't tire yourself by shouting, Carrington. No one will hear you.
Believe me, Hudson, if it's the last thing
I know, old chap, we can take that bit as read. Oh, by the way, the rest of you, I shall want 2 volunteers to stay on after we shut the doors at 3.
I thought we were all to get away as quickly as possible.
Yes, but we must have someone here to answer the phones.
anyone rings and gets no answer, they're liable to send someone round to find out why. Come on. Two volunteers to stay until 5:30.
Well, I'm not staying for one. I was the one who had to work last Christmas Eve, and I cop the Saturday after Good Friday. Someone else can have a turn.
Oh, for goodness sake. We're not going to get all petty about this, are we? Hmm? The captain must be the last to leave a sinking ship. I'll stay for one.
I'll hang on with you.
Excellent. That's settled, then.
Excuse me, Mr. Hudson. It's nearly time to open up.
Oh, good Lord, so it is, Fred. Be a good chap and lend a hand to get Mr. Carrington downstairs. Oh. You didn't forget your suitcase, did you?
Oh, no fear. It's in my broom cupboard.
Splendid. Get him down quickly and let's open up. It's our last day here, ladies and gentlemen, so let's give our customers our usual excellent service. They may think more kindly of us afterwards.
Come on, Mr. Carrington. Don't cause any trouble now or I'll have to hit you, sir.
Such a friendly branch, Hudson.
Nasty business. Okay, Bert, doors please.
Right.
Hello, Benson's Bank. Oh, one moment, please. Westwood's on the phone for you, Mr. Hudson.
Mr. French?
Yes.
The consignment must be on its way. I'll take it in my office.
Mr. Hudson?
Oh, what is it, Bert?
Mr. Higgins has just presented this check. You know the state of his account.
Oh, dear. Well, let this one through, but no more. After all, we can afford to be generous today.
Hello? Hello? Can anyone hear me? Is there anyone there? Hello? Hello? Who's that? Oh, it's you, Clark.
Mr. Hudson wants to see you.
How long have I been down here?
Not long. It's barely 11 o'clock.
Are you going to untie me?
Oh, when we get upstairs. Come on. I'll help you up.
Ah, Carrington. Are you all right, old chap?
No, I'm not.
Shall I untie him?
Oh, but of course. What am I thinking of? Bit sore, eh, old boy? Never mind. Could have been worse. Pity it was all to no avail.
Oh?
You may have detected a faint aura of gloom hovering over us. We have had what might be termed a severe setback. I've just been speaking to Mr. French of Westwoods. Oh, you tell him, Ron, I find it all too distressing.
Their pulping machinery arrived today, earlier than expected.
Did it?
We are the victims of Teutonic efficiency, Carrington. The net result is that they no longer wish to avail themselves of the hospitality of our vaults. All that lovely money is being pulped right now. A lot of empty suitcases will be carried home tonight and we're back where we started.
Oh, how unfortunate for you. And you were so sure that nothing could go wrong. Circumstances have altered, haven't they?
They have, but you will note that we are bearing our disappointment with commendable stoicism.
I never realized how sweet revenge could be. No objection to my using your phone now, I trust.
Treat my phone as your own, old boy. Might I ask who it is you're going to call?
First head office, and then, as I'm sure they will request, the police.
Now, I wonder if that would be wise.
Huh?
Have you thought what will happen when you phone head office with this fantastic tale? The first thing they'll think is, poor old Carrington, it happened again. However, let's assume you managed to convince them, in spite of that, that there is something in what you say. The odds are they'll send an investigator down.
You bet they will.
And what happens when an investigator gets here? Naturally, I shall deny everything. Although I shall feel it my duty to point out that you have been looking under the weather these past few days.
It will be my word against yours.
You underrate the opposition. Not only my word, oh boy. Ron will deny it. Mary will deny it. Everyone, including Fred, the caretaker, will deny it. We're a united branch, 100% united, and that is our strength. It will be the word of a man with a dubious medical background against a loyal, trustworthy, and honest staff. You wouldn't stand a chance. And you'd be kissing goodbye to any hopes of getting the new Manchester branch.
You know about that?
I have my sources.
Oh.
I can see you're going to be sensible. Revenge is only sweet if you get it, and you wouldn't.
You have everything worked out.
I plan for all eventualities.
But you can't just break every rule in the book and...
And get away with it. We can. We have. Perhaps our punishment will come in the next world. We're quite safe in this one.
If I thought there was the slightest hope that they'd believe me, even it led to my losing my chance of promotion...
Life isn't fair, is it?
I tell you what we'll do, Carrington. We'll forget the past hour and start where we left off, shall we? Wipe the old slate clean, as it were. Let you carry on with your rest cure.
Rest cure?
Well, we are a gloomy lot. Cheer up, Ron.
That's the anticlimax. We've been planning it for so long.
There'll be plenty more chances, don't worry. Not as big as this one, perhaps, but our time will come. Don't look so downhearted, Carrington. In a few months' time, you'll be managing Manchester. This will all seem like a bad dream. Yes, everything comes to those who wait. Now, let's get back to work, shall we? I think Ron has a little job for you, Carrington.
Yes. Do you think you could take over the weekly reconciliations? We didn't bother this week for obvious reasons.
Oh, good Lord, how can you just
go on?
You
know how to do them, don't you? Try and let me have them by Monday. We don't want to get into trouble with head office.
Which reminds me, I must do my weekly report on you, Carrington. I should be unstinting in my praise. Come in. Ah, the beautiful Mary. Do you want me?
No, Mr. Carrington, actually. Can I have your Ralph Crone for the football? You said I could have it today.
Ah, the football. A nice little first dividend would take the edge off our disappointments. Are you all right, Carrington?
If I could have the half crown, Mr. Carrington. Mr. Carrington.
The half crown. The half crown. Oh, we mustn't forget the half crown.
That was our West Ladyton branch by R.D. Wingfield. Carrington was played by Frederick Treves, Hudson by Peter Pratt, and Kluwer by Fraser Kerr. The programme was produced by Glyn Dearman.